Blog Talk Radio.
I'm back. After quite a while, y'all.
Lifting up your hands and you're calling on my name. Well, you know your life is
damn.
Up.
Anyway, how y'all doing out there? This is Natalie Albano with You Have Got to Be Real. Little snafus. Haven't been doing this for quite a while. Hey, so I've been in the wilderness, walking all around, had some rude awakenings since I last had a chance to chat with y'all. Lots been going on. Hey, did you guys know that we escaped World War IV or III, one of those? Something like that. A couple days ago, we could have gone nuclear, y'all, but we're all still above ground breathing. Ain't that good news? Well, the good news is that if you know Jesus Christ, you know where you're going to go. But if you don't, there's something that I wanted to talk to y'all about. There's something that you can think about. Part of the society that we live in, as far as political correctness in society, let's say that I have a truth to share with you, and you have been spoon-fed a lot of different types of propaganda. It has been anchored in your subconscious mind, in your psyche. And so I show you the truth. You will parrot to me what you've heard. And even though you see the truth that I'm showing you, you can look it up. You can read about it. You can vet it. Vetting to find out if it is true. You won't do it. You won't get it. You won't believe it. the truth. This is what we call parrot programming. Parrot programming where you will just, through your mesmerism, through the waves of your psyche and the alpha waves of where you have been lulled asleep, but you don't know that your spirit can bypass that and see it, you will descend that lie. You will descend the propaganda that has been so bad. I see it all the time. And one of the things that anchors it in your psyche is the feeling to belong. But I'm here to tell you today, because I am back to tell you, you don't need, do you? Some of y'all out there don't need it. Some people are very secure in their personhood, but I find that the minority population, I can say mass population if I want, but mass minority population, because they just, you know, spit out whatever it is they learned watching CNN all freaking day, and they'll defend those lies all the way into the meat grinder. And I sit there amazed. But sometimes the light starts pouring in, and my most effective weapon is to yell at the programming. It shakes you up out of this trance. It is to barrage and bombard that stronghold that's talking to me with truth, pure, unadulterated truth. Your job as a listener, an active listener, is to become an active listener who has critical thought. Instead of believing everything you're spoon-fed on the corporate level, it's an empowering thing. You know, Jesus said he is the truth, the way, and the life. When he confronted Pilate before he was crucified, he said, "Everyone who hears my voice, who wants to know the truth, hears my voice." Pilate says, "What is truth? What is truth?" Let me tell you, it's not that Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life, and he is, but it is to know you, to know him, to know your enemy, know some things, not just what your spoon said. What is your area? Arena. Not everything. According to you, your design, what is it? Do you know? Well, that's what we're going to be exploring here on You Have Got to Be Real. Because I'm telling you, if you're real, you're going to look up some things. If you're not, and you just want to fit in with a bunch of lemmings, you're not going to want to look it up. In fact, some things might make you feel so uncomfortable, it could make you afraid that you're not going to fit in with your buddies anymore. Do you want to go into the night? Or do you want to be part of an awakening? That is the question on You Have Got to Be Real. I miss doing this show, you know. I was looking forward to this little blurb I'm putting out, but this is the deal. If you're a real, viable human being, wouldn't you want to be formidable? Wouldn't you want to be bigger than the little programs that you watch on television, or even the anchors that you watch on your daily propaganda, whatever flavor, whatever channel you choose to tune in? Why don't you just tune them out and start looking stuff up? The rabbit hole, y'all, but it's well worth it. It will ruin every paradigm you have ever been raised with. Truly, you will see yourself in a different light. Quite empowering, quite awesome. But that is the road we are traveling. I think to myself, and sometimes I get a little irritated. I go, God, I didn't ask for this. I didn't ask to know this. I didn't. And then the argument says, well, question is now, what are you going to do about it? Because it's not just you cry out to God to do something. He's got you on the planet for him to do it through you. Once you know who you are, you can't do anything else. Take the risk. But you better be girded up. You better be ready. Is Natalie Albano. For you have got to be real. This is talking about that politically correct parrot. Come on out of that crap and become a soaring eagle. On that note, y'all, it's been a pleasure. Expect longer blurbs from after this one. Kind of trying something out here. And I think it's going to work. Merry Christmas. And here's to a new year filled with get ready. Get your water. Get your food. I started. You have got to be real. Good night, y'all.